When Conrado Vega moved to Catalina Island 29 years ago, he spoke no English. Life could be terrifying.
Having people to come and talk to you and you don't understand a word of what they're telling you. That was scary. We're challenging at the same time, but that was very, very frightening.
These days, English is critical to Conrado's work. It's cruise ship day on Catalina Island. Not many cars are allowed here, so if visitors want to get around on their own, they'll need to rent a golf cart. On busy days like today, tourists can rent over 140, and they'll need Conrado.
Conrado Vega, I'm 58 years old, I'm from Mexico City.
Conrado wants you to love Catalina Island as much as he does. That's why if your golf cart breaks down, he's got a special tool, a golf cart tow truck.
It's just a tow truck, but it's a little one and a golf cart.
People are always taking pictures of it.
Especially when you actually have a car that you're towing.
Conrado's not just in charge of golf carts.
I'm the vice president of operations for Catalina Business.
The company owns two golf cart rental shops. It owns a 70-year-old candy and coffee shop. It runs a Segway tour. Oh, and it owns a storage unit business in Pebble Beach, too. And Conrado, he operates it all. Conrado wasn't always a business executive. When he lived in Mexico, he did something very different.
The line of work that I had in Mexico has nothing to do with tourism. I used to own a business of artificial insemination in cows.
For that job, customer service meant something else. It meant wrapping your arm in a rubber glove, pushing it into a cow, and making sure it got pregnant. Back then, a bad day didn't mean just golf cart DUIs.
Worst part can be is that your glove rips apart. Pull your hand out, shake your hand, wash it off, and go to the next one. I will do it again if I have to, but hopefully I won't have to. The only thing that I can tell you is that it's a lot nicer and rewarding to be able to be in a position where we need to take care of this, all these visitors and to give them a great time on the island. It's a very special thing.
Taking care of others is in Conrado's blood. Growing up in Mexico City, he remembers his parents' kindness. His family didn't have a lot, but his mother would take strangers home and cook them food. Sometimes, she even let them stay a few nights.
Did it ever worry you that your mother was bringing strangers off the street into your house?
Many times we did. Strange at the time for me, but now that I'm older and look at that, kindness is always something that I have experienced since when I was a little kid. So it's something that becomes part of you.
The Mexican economy was bad. Back then, Conrado just vacationed in Catalina visiting his wife's family. Eventually, though, he moved here for work. Conrado was working at his first Catalina Island job. His boss asked him for a tool.
I did not know what it was. And I keep asking him, and my broke English at the time, to give me more explanation, more definition of the tool so I can try to figure out in my head what he was looking for. So he actually took the time to take me to the toolbox and show me what the tool was. And I thought that was something that I would remember for the rest of my life. He gave me the opportunity to keep moving forward. So that's the moment that I felt that I had a chance and that there were people willing to be part of this community.
Conrado is a true islander now. He and his wife Rosa raised his three kids here. Two graduated from Stanford and one's now at Harvard. He's a grandfather.
I always tell people to tell me what's beyond proud because that's where I am.
He's watched his employees go from 10th graders to having their own families. A few still work for him. The man means it when he says he wants to help others grow like he did.
To be part of this community, this is a great, great community. It's such a wonderful place. I'm just in love with this place.
Conrado's become a key part of the island. He gave me a tour around town.
We have our one and only Leo's drugstore.
Why do you say one and only?
Because that's the only drugstore in town.
He checks in on his employees.
Morning, Belen, Myrta.
Good morning. How are you?
He even showed me how to work a golf cart.
And this is what you're going to hear. We're going.
Golf carts, his workers, his family, the island community, Conrado cares for it all. Did I mention he hikes? Three times every week. His feelings for Catalina shine through when I ask him what he'd do if he retires. The first thing that popped into his head?
Explore more Catalina. There's plenty of places that I haven't seen. So, not only Catalina, but there are different places as unique as this one.
He eventually talked about spending time with his kids, about helping teenagers become successful. But that first thing, Conrado loves Catalina Island, and he hopes you love it too. On Catalina Island for KISL, I'm Mervin de Ganos.